about World War III. Certainly, Klal Yisrael is at war, and Kol Bishvil Yisrael. America is the center of the epicenter of the major clash of forces in the world, and the war will take place in numerous venues. It will take place on the battlefield. It will take place in the world political arena, and it will take place from out the hillums. Most of us here, probably our effort will be largely in the last. We may have some mishtablus in the other two categories, but largely we'll be fighting the war with our tefillos from here in Chutz La'aretz. The tefillos that Jews have used since time immemorial is the Tehillim, the book of David HaMelech. David HaMelech was the warrior par excellence. Study the way he won his battles. It was seen as David HaMelech coming against Goliath, who towers over him, what everyone is afraid of. He says, "Ata boy lai v'cheru v'chanis, you come against me with your sword and with your spear. V'anochi boy lecha b'shem Hashem tzvakos, elokei marchos Yisrael ashechirafta, and I come with the name of Hashem Elokim that you cursed." And he picks up a rock, and he beats Goliath. David HaMelech is the phenomenal warrior par excellence, savior of Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech is also the master melech. He's the master and understanding people. And he's also the Ne'im Zemiras Yisrael. He's the one who wrote the book that we say. And of course, these traits all go together. And David HaMelech is a mysterious person. You study Navi, many did not understand King David. They did not understand David HaMelech. They didn't understand things that he did, things that he said. We have the benefit of the insights of Chazal and the benefit of hindsight, and we, Baruch Hashem, are able to study and learn something from David HaMelech that I think can really teach us something and make the Tehillim, when we say the Tefillos of David HaMelech, make it that much more effective. We begin the Pesukei Dezimra every day with Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LaDavid. We say an introductory paragraph before we start Baruch Sha'amar. Ashkenaz, there are different reasons given. It's largely Alpi Kabbalah, different reasons given as to why we do this. But if I recall correctly, the Aruch HaShulchan says that what we are doing is, if you will, exonerating, speaking about the greatness of David HaMelech. David HaMelech had challenges in his life. He's accused of chet. At some level had a chet. We're saying, "Mabetza b'dami v'riditi al shachas ayodach ha'ofer." It's David HaMelech saying, "What good is it if I'm not worthy? Then what good am I?" David HaMelech davening for his character, if you will, and of course that was granted. We have from Chazal that his requests were granted. So we invoke that tefillah before we begin. B'shirei David Adecha Mehalelcha. We begin with that tefillah of David HaMelech, which is the introduction to the use of the Tehillim of David HaMelech. And I think there are numerous insights we have into the personality of David HaMelech from studying his lifetime. There's a very interesting piece in the Sefer HaIkrim. The Sefer HaIkrim is one of the great Rishonim, one of the Spanish Rishonim. He talks about the difference between Sha'ol HaMelech's tshuva, the tshuva that King Saul, the King Sha'ol did when he was told that he had sinned, versus that of David HaMelech. And of course we don't mean to Chalila disrespect Sha'ol HaMelech, also a great person and a complicated and difficult figure to understand. But the Sefer HaIkrim does contrast. In the Haftarah we read for Parsha Zohar, so Sha'ol is told he did not act properly in terms of wiping out Amalek. So Shmuel HaMelech comes to him and he says, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel that he's disappointed Kivayachol with Shaul, and Vayashkem Shmuel Likra Shaul Baboker. Shmuel comes to Shaul, and Shaul comes out and says, "I did what I was supposed to do. Baruch Atah Hashem HaKimosi Es Devar Hashem. I did what I was supposed to do." And Shmuel says, "Umekol Atzon." Because all the drusha, meh, well, why do I hear the sheep? And Shaul says, "We had mercy on the good of the son to offer karbonos." And Shmuel tells him, Harif Agida Lachas Asher Dibar Hashem Elayla, I'm going to tell you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me about this. And he tells him, what you did was not right. You were supposed to wipe out Amalek. V'lama lo shamata b'kol Hashem. So v'yomer Shaul o Shmuel Asher shamati b'kol Hashem. I did listen. V'ilach b'derech Asher shlochani. And I got them here, but the people wanted to, I had to listen to the people. He says, Chatzasi, I made a mistake, but Ki Arefi Sa'am V'eshma B'kolam, but I had pressure to listen to the people. Forgive me, Beshuvi me, and come back with me. Sefer Ikrim says as follows. He says that he invokes the pasuk from Shlomo Melech, Mechasip Sha'av Lo Yatzliach, a person covers up the chet, he's not successful. We're not successful in tshuva if we try to mitigate the chet. I had reasons. I'm sorry, but I had reasons why I did what I did. Adam Harishon is the first example. Adam Harishon says, Aisha Hashem Asati Mani. It's true. She gave me. But because of that, he was punished. So the Sefer Ikrim says that if a person, even if he says Chatasi, but if it's with response, with a defense, then he's not going to be successful. He says, "Lefi shahaisa tshuvas shol kishachota ba'amalek chaseira elu hagimel tenoim." He's missing three ingredients. Afal pi shahoda cheta l'shmul. Even though he said twice, "Chatasi," lo niskabla tshuvaso klal. It wasn't accepted. V'zeh shebetchila hayamakish chet v'hayamakish shachota. First, he didn't recognize that he sinned. He says, Shamati v'kol Hashem. And then when Shmuel tells him, no, you did sin, but he was insistent, V'ahavta sheyemavtir lo malocha tasi, I didn't. And his natzal alachet b'divrei sheker v'amar ki yoreisi yisa'am, he said, I was afraid of the people. L'sikach lo abo Shmuel lo shav imo, that's why Shmuel says, I'm not going back with you. And lastly, he says that part of the motivation for tshuva was he wanted Shmuel to go back with him. It was an element of kavod. So part of the motivation for the tshuva at the level of Shaul HaMelech was that he thought that he should have the recognition, the acceptance of Shaul HaMelech. This stands in contrast when David HaMelech is told by Nathan HaNavi that he sinned. Even the chet with Bathsheba is not what it looks like from a simple reading of the story in Navi, but he is nevertheless told that it was a chet what he did. So Nathan comes to him. Vayomer David al Nathan chatasi l'Hashem. That's it. David says, I sinned. No excuses. Chatasi l'Hashem. So the Sefer Ikrim, that's the difference. He says, this is the difference between the tshuva of Shaul on the one hand and the tshuva of David HaMelech. The Zemi Mashi Yorosh Shelo Yol Adam His Natzlus. If there's excuses, then the tshuva is not complete. David HaMelech is able, despite the fact he's the Melech, is able to say Chatasi. David HaMelech immediately, and we have many psukim in Tehillim, some of which we read, where he recognizes his chet entirely, and therefore is successful. And I believe this, we see it again and again in the personality of David HaMelech. Just a couple of snapshots from what we see in the lifetime of David HaMelech. He's chased away by Avshalom. His son is a rebellion. His son is after him. He has to run away. And they don't even run with the chariots because they don't want to be found. It was a most degrading experience for David HaMelech and those who are with him. And as they're running, he encounters Shimi ben Gera. The pasuk says, someone's coming out and cursing them. He's throwing stones at them. Stoning them. The Koamar Shimi Bakalot, he accuses David of being a murderer. Isha Blial, a person without yoke, without character. And this is a terrible disgrace. Vayomer Avishai ben Tzuri HaMelech, Lama Yekalu HaKelev HaMeitha Zez Adonai HaMelech, how can we let this? It's so terribly degrading. Vayomer HaMelech, Ma Liva Lochem B'nei Tzruya. David says, I don't have a problem with this. Ko Yekalel, Ki Hashem Omar Lo Kalel. Let him curse me because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to curse me. Kalel is David. Mi Yomer Madua Sisakein. Who knows why he's doing it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to curse me. Vayomer David Alavishai Vel Kalavodav. Hinei B'ni Asher Yotze Mimeya Mevakesh Es Nafshi. My own son is after my life. Hashem told him to do it. David HaMelech is not upset. He's not angry. It'll be cathartic. It'll be kapara. He's not upset when he's cursed. Sefer HaChinuch says, in the mitzvah of not taking nakama, of not taking revenge, Mishroshe HaMitzvah, from the roots, from the what we can understand as to the reason for this mitzvah, Sheyeda HaAdam B'Yitein Alivo K'chol Asher Yikreyu Mitov Adra. Everything that happens to him from good to bad, V'Sibah Shetava Olam Eis Hashem Baruch Hu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. M'Yad HaAdam Yad Yishachav Lo Yiyadavar Bilti Ratzon Hashem Baruch Hu. Things that happen interpersonally between people will not happen unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu okayed it. He gave it the stamp. Therefore, if another person causes him harm, Yeda benafsho ki evanosav garmu. It's my own chatoim. It's not him. It's me. Hashem yisbarach gozer lev b'kach. Really, it's for a person has to be a big bal mamon to recognize this, but really, it's me. It's not him. The lo yoshis machshavosav lunkom imenu. Shouldn't start thinking schemes how I'm going to take revenge. Ki hu eno sibas ra'aso. He's not the cause. Ki ha'avon hu ha'mesabev. The ultimate cause is my sin. U'kemo shomer David lo v'asholom hanichu lo v'yekal ki amar lo Hashem yisbarach. David HaMelech said at this very, very low point, after every the pinnacle of where David HaMelech was, and he is at the lowest point, and the Shimi ben Gera comes out and curses him, is the presence of mind and the depth of character to say hanichu lo v'yekal ki amar lo Hashem yisbarach. Tola ha'inyin b'cheta v'lo b'Shimi ben Gera. It's me. It's my chataim. It's not Shimi ben Gera. And this is the same thing that we have later, when in fact the army of the people who are with David go after Avshalom. So he sends them orders. He tells them to have mercy on his son. He commands all the generals going out, Lamar Afli Lanar La Avshalom. Take it easy on Avshalom. This is Avshalom that just caused the most horrible mutiny and has threatened David's life, and we have to tell him, right, when he's running away from Avshalom. Bechola Am Shomu Bitzavos HaMelech Eskol Asarim Aldvar Avshalom. Everyone heard it. They all heard it when David said this. Yoav felt that the Melech Shemach Al Kvodoin for the Yoav felt he shouldn't obey it for whatever reason, but this is what David said. Go easy on him. And in fact, when Avshalom was killed, I spoke about it recently, David HaMelech is inconsolable. When they actually told him that Avshalom had been killed, if only I had died instead of you. Unbelievable thing to say. Ni tein musi ani tachtecha. And Yoav can't understand him. Yoav is furious. Yoav el ha-melech ha-bayas ha-yom ha-hovashte ha-yom t'nei chol abadecha. What do you do to your people? They just won finally. This was a miracle that we even survived. And you're crying. He says, you care more. If we had died and he had lived, you'd be happy. You can't understand where David HaMelech is coming from. But the Mefarshim say that Ralbag says it, and others, David HaMelech viewed Avshalom a result of his own chet. Because of his chet, he was told, somebody from your own home will come, they'll take your wives, they'll take over. Avshalom was the key, and David HaMelech felt, this is me. This is my chet. It wasn't about Avshalom. He felt bad. Whatever questions there are about Bechira and so on, it's a separate discussion, but he viewed it as a result of himself. So even though we witnessed David HaMelech as living among people, being very wise, and interacting with people, David HaMelech really lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech lives in the Book of Tehillim. he looks like a person who walks among other people. He looks like another king. As we, the Gemara talks about, he talks about how I look like the other kings, but he wasn't just another king. David HaMelech lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saw the events of his life entirely in a through a different prism. He saw it in a different way, and that's the book of Tehillim. The book of Tehillim is the book of David HaMelech. When he's fighting battles, they're not the same battles that another Melech fights. When he's interacting with people, it's not the same politics that another person has, because David HaMelech lives through the Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he sees everything differently from the way others see it. And that's why the book of David HaMelech is the book of Zemiros Yisrael. So when we say Tehillim, and unfortunately there's a great need to say Tehillim, Mirat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us a swift Yeshua, but certainly we'll be saying Tehillim. We have to make sure not just to repeat the words of David HaMelech, but to live with the character of David HaMelech. Both Ben Adam LaMakom, he's the person who says Chatasi LaHashem immediately. No excuses, no ifs, ands, or buts. And that also affects his interactions with other people. He doesn't view Avshalom the same way everyone else views him. He doesn't view Shimi Ben Gera the same way everyone else views him, because he sees things through it's a different lens. So when we say the Tehillim, we should try to have in mind that many of the words that we just said are unfortunately very appropriate to what's happening now in Eretz Yisrael. Literally, the words that he said are no less relevant so many years later, unfortunately. But as we say those words, we have to say them like David HaMelech, with the same emunah and the same hergish, the same feelings with which David HaMelech said them. It should work as a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Certainly people, we have other personal needs in mind. I've mentioned it a couple of times, and Netziv has a big concept twice in Chumash. She talks about where when a person has a personal tzara, he can channel that together with the communal tzara. The Chol Yisrael Yivku Es Asreifa, when the two sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, are niftar, it says, the Chol Yisrael Yivku Es Asreifa, if a person, how can all of Klal Yisrael cry for these two people? They didn't all know them. They had personal tzaras, and they sent it to him, and they put it all together, and went up as one entity. And the same thing with Alon Bachus, when the Devorah Menekes Rivka was Nifta, they cried for her, who had just been Nifta, but they were really crying for Rivka. There's a notion that we can take the communal tzaras and the Chalila, the personal tzaras, and package them in one, and it comes up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, and it should be a schus for Klal Yisrael, and Mitzvah Shem HaTfilos should be answered. The Tehillim that we will say should be heartfelt, should be sincere. We should see the release of the Israeli soldiers who are in captivity. We should see Yeshua from the tzaras that Klal Yisrael finds itself in, and we should see world peace with the coming of Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Meher V'Yameinu. Amen.